Fire has always held a sacred place in human experience, a symbol of transformation, illumination, and divine connection. In the practice of goddess candle magic, fire becomes more like a portal, a bridge to the energy of goddesses and the manifestation of intention. Today, we're going to explore the art and the magic of candle work that's dedicated to the divine feminine. Also, how each flame can invoke a goddess, amplify your intentions, and guide transformation in your life. Candle magic is one of the most ancient and accessible forms of ritual. Its power comes from focus, intention, and sacred energy. When paired with goddess energy, it becomes an act of devotion and co-creation. Each goddess carries her own vibration, her own symbolism, and her own power. By choosing a candle and a color that resonates with her, anointing it with oils, herbs, or symbols, and lighting it with intention, you create a sacred space where the mundane and the divine meet. So just to give you a few examples here, we have Aphrodite or Venus. The color of the candle would be pink or red for love, self-worth, and beauty. We also have another example here as Hecate. The candle color would be black or deep purple for protection, shadow work, and even intuition. Isis, for example, the colors of the candle would be either gold or yellow for manifestation, motherhood, empowerment, and I say even magic. For example, the goddess Brigid, the candle would be white or orange for creativity, inspiration, and purification. Goddess candle magic can be simple or it can be elaborate. A basic ritual might include the following. Number one, cleansing the space. You can do this by lighting incense, sprinkling water or salt, or you can simply visualize pure light to cleanse the space. Number two, choosing the candle. So you'll want to select the color, the size, and the scent that aligns with your intention and goddess. Number three, anointing. So you'll rub a small amount of oil that's dedicated to the goddess or even the intention behind connecting with that goddess. So love, it could be, let's say Aphrodite, you can use a pink or red candle, and then you can use a love oil, or if you have an Aphrodite specific oil that works as well. You'll take a small amount of that oil or even the herbs onto the candle by focusing on the goal or your intention. Next, you're going to call the goddess's name out. So speak her name, honor her attributes, invite her presence, use the specific epithet aligned with the intention of this ritual. So always be mindful of that. I always say when you are calling the goddess or invoking the goddess, the power of three or more intensifies and amplifies the energy. Number five, lighting the candle. Visualize your intention, igniting along with the flame. We are co-creating here, so remember that. Number six, meditation or affirmation. Focus on your goal or your mantra while the candle burns. See it in your mind's eye. Feel your energy connect and see the goal in your mind. See it clearly. Your imagination is your powerhouse. Don't ever forget that. Many people relegate the imagination to the periphery as if it's child's play, as if it's just this realm of the fictitious. It is the realm of creation. The visualization aspect is crucial. So after you light this candle, you want to affirm and focus again on the goal, on the intention. And then lastly, the closing. Of course, as always, thank the goddess. You can allow this candle to burn all day. Obviously, you want to be safe, so if you're not at home, don't burn it all day. Return and burn it when you get home. Of course, safely extinguish the candle, and then you release your intention. I want you to keep in mind that even a short session can be powerful. Remember that the flame carries your intention and the goddess amplifies your focus. So let's imagine calling upon Hecate on a dark night. Her black candle is flickering as you speak aloud. And perhaps you'll say something to the effect of, Goddess of crossroads, illuminate the path I cannot yet see. You might feel a subtle shift, maybe a calm, protective energy surrounding you. Or perhaps we'll take into consideration here Bridget, who inspires creativity. You light a white candle or an orange candle, and as the flame dances, ideas come to mind, words might flow onto paper, and a sense of inspiration fills your heart. Candle magic is both practical and mystical, grounding intention while opening a doorway to divine guidance. So again, if you want to spend some time after you've lit the candles, after you visualized everything in your head, in your mind's eye, you can actually have a journal with you if you have time to sit there and journal the idea. So let's say that you are invoking Goddess Bridget for creativity to, I don't know, write a story, write a book, or something else very creative. Perhaps if you meditate as you're invoking her name, visualizing, you might get ideas that just happen to pop into your head that are being downloaded, and you might want to write those in a journal. It's the same thing if you were calling upon Hecate and you lit her black candle and you're invoking her. And as I said, Goddess of the Crossroads, illuminate the path I cannot yet see. You may want to consider taking a journal, closing your eyes, and allowing whatever comes to mind, allow it to show itself, reveal itself to you, and then you write it down. And as you're writing, more things, more thoughts may start to appear. So this is more like doing, yes, candle magic, the goddess way. All right? So from my perspective today, goddess candle magic, it's accessible to anyone seeking connection, anyone who's trying to seek empowerment or even manifestation. You don't need a temple or a ton of ritual tools. Really, what's important here is your intention, your respect, and your focus. So keeping in mind, goddess candle magic can be used for manifesting your desires or your goals, honoring your life transitions, anniversaries, or birthdays, of course, right? We do that all the time on a birthday. We're blowing over a candle and then making a wish. It can be used for self-care, self-love practices. It can be used for shadow work and personal transformation. Really, the key is mindfulness and devotion. Each flame itself becomes a prayer. Each scent is kind of a message, and each color is a vibration in tune with the goddess energy that you invoke. If you guys would like an even longer and way more elaborate ritual to a specific goddess, please let me know. I'm happy to do a much longer episode on candle magic and how that would work. Or I'm just thinking out loud here, Hera, Athena, anybody from the Hellenic pantheon, Celtic pantheon. I say Roman pantheon, which is similar to the Greek pantheon, of course, because they took them. Egyptian pantheon, so on and so forth. Canaanite pantheon, etc. Anyway, next time you light a candle, you should try to consider it more than just the wax and more than just the wick. You can kind of see it as a bridge to the divine feminine. It can be a messenger of intention and a spark of transformation. So whether you call on Aphrodite for love or Hecate for insight or Bridget for inspiration, know that the goddess answers in the language of light and energy. So everybody, may your flames burn bright, may your intentions rise, and may your heart open to the guidance of the goddess. Everybody, I hope this was helpful today. If you would like a more extended version, please feel free to leave a message with me via email or via my website, and I'll work on creating one that's specific to the goddess of your choosing. Everybody, take care. Have a great week ahead. All right, bye-bye.